views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
And my intuitive co-host, Daryl, is sitting right in here with me. We've got, we hope, a fantastic show for y'all today. Daryl, yes. Our topic is the anatomy of a successful relationship.
Right.
And this isn't going to be an autopsy. This is going to be the reverse of an autopsy.
Right.
I would say that would be like birth, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's been an exciting week for us all. We're watching that bloodbath, the presidential race that's going on. And we're going to stay away from that today.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a good one to stay away from today.
That may be a little something upbeat. One of our listeners has texted me through Facebook. She sent me a question to start the show off. She wanted to know, will Sandra Bullock and Brian Randall, who is the latest man in her life, if they're going to get married? You know, I have to tell you, I laid the cards down several times for Sandra. I feel that she is still very much damaged from that marriage to Jesse James. She and Brian are sharing a really beautiful friendship. I really don't, right at this point, I do not see marriage for the two of them. I think they are actually consoling each other, in a sense, because I feel there's another woman in his background that he is pining for, and I think Sandra really has some wounds left that she needs to heal. So I'm sorry to say I'm not seeing any wedding bells ringing in the very near future, but then you never know as time passes. I did see that something big in terms of her life could be happening in the fall of this year. Now, it may just be a blockbuster movie that she's going to sign on to, or it could be a big shift in terms of this relationship. So we'll just have to wait and find out.
Also, if you want to call in and talk to us today, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And today, really, we want to talk to you and with you about your struggles and the hardships that you're facing in your life. This method, personal prophecy, is extremely useful in terms of helping us guide our path toward the future in terms of relationships that perhaps are just not fulfilling us at this particular point in time, or career paths that are less than successful for us. I mean, we really can change our lives by using personal prophecy perception. That's kind of a tricky phrase.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, we have our first question off of Periscope today.
Wonderful.
From Big Blonde Hunk.
Oh, boy.
Do you see me moving to Florida?
Do you see me moving to Florida? Well, Big Blonde Hunk, hang in there and I'll see what the cards have to say for you. I hope our lighting is good today. It's better. Oh, you're so sweet. All right, give me a moment now for me to lay out these cards.
Just so everybody knows, Deborah uses ordinary playing cards.
Right.
It's a 24-card layout.
Right.
That is very accurate.
My grandmother taught this to me over 30 years ago.
Right.
And I actually do teach this to others who are interested to learn. I do not feel it is a gift. I feel it's a skill, that we are all highly intuitive beings. It's simply a matter of focusing that innate ability, a sense that we have. You know, that sense that tells you on a perfectly sunny day, you know it's going to rain later. you better grab that umbrella. And sure enough, it rains later. Yep. Or you think of somebody and the phone rings. Well, this is intuitive perception. Now, big blonde hunk, in terms of this move, I am sensing a huge amount of hesitancy here. My sense is you don't want to be making any mistakes in your decision making at this point in your life. Personally, I think that if you get a good vision for yourself and say, you know, this is going to be a great path for me to take, I'm going forward and I'm going to make Florida the one of the best decisions I ever made. That's exactly what you're going to find yourself facing. A lot of it is, well, you said it earlier about how we feel inside. Mm-hmm. It will shape our reality. But I see a huge shift coming for you. I think you could really believe in this move, and this could be a great step for you to take with your future. I know that life has been a series of ups and downs for you, big blonde hunk, but with a name like that, I do feel you have a lot of self-confidence, and there really isn't anything that you couldn't make successful for himself, for happiness, for, you know, the things that you desire. So look inside yourself. I think Florida is going to be a really good move for you. And remember, he who hesitates is lost. I love his cards.
Yeah, they're nice, good cards.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I hope that this helps. Ooh, and one.
Uh-oh. Throwing them on the floor.
Yes, I am. Grandma used to, oh, look at that. My grandmother used to say, if it falls on the floor, it comes to the door. And this is a card, well, it can go two ways.
It's Which either, card is that?
Six knows. Of Spades. It's a card that can mean caution, as in holding back. Being hesitant can also mean pregnancy. But I think we'll go with caution on yeah. this one.
And
thank you.
Hi, the North Carolina.
And what do we have, someone else?
We do, but we're getting kind of close to coming up on a break here, so why don't we finish what we were talking about? We'll take care right after break. You were talking about road less traveled, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I was going to mention to everyone that as I walked my own rough and rocky path in the past, a book that really opened my eyes in terms of codependent decision-making, the reasons we do a lot of the things we do without even knowing why we're doing them, was a book by M. Scott Peck called The Road Less Traveled. I believe this book was published in the 70s, but it seems as we advance in time, it makes even more sense today. With us living all these many lives at one time between social media and in our jobs and
everyday life.
Oh my gosh, I think our brains must really be evolving, I guess you could say, if you think about it, because of all this stimulation. I mean, cell phones, everybody is right at our fingertips, and that's a lot to process. And I still think, though, that there's a lot of things that from our childhoods, from our teenage years, that really still affect us as we go through life. So we're going to talk as we go on today about the things that cause us to, well, maybe not have a really good anatomy of a good relationship.
Right, and the fact that we can have one.
Yes, and it took me a lot of years.
It took both of us a lot of years.
And kissing a lot of frogs for me to finally get it right. And if you're out there, don't be ashamed. You did what you did at the time because it seemed like the right thing to do. We have to let ourselves off the hook. A lot of times we are our own worst enemy. We look in the mirror and all we see is failure. Or what would be a rejection with ugliness. You know what you got to do? Find all the favorite sayings that you believe in that really resonate with you. Put them on your bathroom mirror. I've did this for a long time. These will help to put you in the right frame of mind to set foot into that new day. So I really think we're going to shape and change some lives today. Please call in, either whether you're on Periscope or you're listening to us via the radio. Call in. We definitely will give you a reading and move ourselves in a whole new direction if possible. That is one thing about this method. And I know some of you out there have been long-term listeners of ours and followers. And I want to tell you that these readings can sincerely transform our lives, especially when you feel like you were at the darkest moment. That's when there's going to be a beautiful sunrise. That's why those who think that life has lost everything for them, that they think they have to leave this world, that's when they need to hang on even harder. At least I really think so. Because there's always hope, always hope. And if we start looking for the lesson in what's going on with us, whether it's difficult relationships, whether it's not being able to get a good job, look for the lesson and it'll be like a new door opening.
Yeah, it will be. And the number to call us at is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Just call us. We want to talk to you.
Our topic for today is anatomy of a successful relationship. So, let's go to break here. We'll come back, take our next caller, and we'll talk to you all in a few.
Wonderful.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Our subject for today is anatomy of a successful relationship.
Or whatever your struggles and hardships are. Right. Bring them on. Let's deal with them.
All right, let's go to our first caller, Karina from San Diego.
All right. Hello there.
Hi. We spoke last week, and you asked me to call you back this week. And
yes.
It was actually kind of funny you asked me to call back because I've been trying not to call in so much because I listen so much, and then I don't know, I'm at work and I get bored, so I want to conversate, so I call. But anyways,
oh, we love hearing from you, so please don't apologize. We love it. Oh,
thank you. So like today I was feeling really, really good and everything, and but I got to work, and then this energy just kind of came over me, this energy of like sadness and all. And I'm like, what is this? I was feeling so good. I even played some, like, I play that frequency music that I just, you know, like a few days ago, I just got introduced to it. So I'm like playing in, trying to just experiment with this new, these new studies or subjects that I'm learning. So anyways, well, you know what? I really need to know, like, I don't know if I should. My husband, like, has moved all his things out of the house. He comes just because I pretty much, like, tell him, like, come over, you know, and, like, I'm trying to save my marriage. But I really don't know if, you know, if I should at this point, you know. Like, it's literally hanging on a thread. And I'm like, you know I'm putting too much energy into trying to save it and trying to cling on to him. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so draining. I wish I could just know, like, give up on this, move forward, you know, or no, you know, just stay firm and just wait, be patient. Things, a miracle will happen. And
well, yes, and my perception is that this sadness that washed over you today, this energy that you called it, what it is actually you're making progress, and we are able to chart progress when we have a setback. Setback shows us that we have made progress. In your case, I feel that you are going through so many changes and so much is happening in your life right now that you're going to have these moments. And I think that you should be good to yourself and let yourself have, well, you know, the moment that you need, because there is so much wonderful ahead for you. And but in the meantime, I feel that you're finding closure with, in terms of your marriage and in terms of relationships that come attached to marriage. In divorce, I have found myself that we do lose a fraction of our social group. It seems they either go, you know, with the other spouse, or you just have nothing to share anymore. In your case, I feel that life is going to start getting so good for you as long as you do the homework now. And by that, I mean, allow yourself to heal. Let yourself learn new things. And I'm struggling to find the words, because there's so much to hear in abundance ahead for you, a big surge in terms of your career, new friends. You've got a new romance around the corner, but you have to be ready for each thing. And one thing I try to stress here on the show is, well, our reality starts as an inside job. We have to get ready inside to receive all these abundant things. I was no more ready for Daryl 20 years ago than the man in the moon. And now I couldn't be a better wife, I feel. I mean, yeah, my housekeeping maybe I could work on. But if by and large, I am the person that I want to be now in this marriage.
Right. Same with me.
So I just want you to just be gentle with yourself. Better days are coming. You're just in that, what would you call this, like the valley?
Right.
You're in the trough, but you're pretty soon going to come right back up to the crest. And once you get up there, boy, are you going to see a whole different life waiting for you.
Should I stop telling him to come over?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's helpful because you're never done till you're done. And if there's still something left there, then this is a time to explore it. Right. So, yes, mm-hmm. I think you should. And I think you should keep calling into us because these readings really take on a life of their own the more that you have them. I'm able to really see the threads in them intuitively, where it's not like a parlor trick where we just, you know, sit there and amaze and wow you. But this is all about helping you to make good choices to navigate your life. So I would really like to keep hearing from you.
Oh, thank you. Did I hear that I should tell him to, I mean, not tell him to come over, or I should continue to have him over? I didn't, are you there?
Yeah, yes, we're here. We're okay. Sitting here mulling it over.
Ah, I see. Because I thought I heard you say yes, and then I thought I heard you say no, and I don't know if I'm hearing things or what.
I think that you should go ahead, and if you feel that you want to ask him over, ask him over. And try not to overthink everything. Let it follow a natural course right now. I still think there's a lot of feeling between the two of you. And until the two of you reach a point of resolve, it will simply be baggage that you drag around. And I think it's wonderful that you aren't just throwing yourself into another relationship, as so many of us out there do. So I think that you should really pat yourself on the back and just see where this is going to go.
For throwing into a new relationship, you think?
I feel in the end, if you really want me to give you my ultimate perception, I feel you're ultimately going to go your separate ways and you will go on to a new relationship. He will go on to a new relationship, but I see there will always be a friendship between you. And I have an ex like that. And boy, he couldn't be more a part of our family.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So I think that's what you really should do, is just have faith right now and be gentle with yourself.
Yeah, I can't even imagine having him in my life after this. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for everything. You really did kind of bring up my spirits. So I'm going to be leaving work more optimistic and not feeling so depressed. But thank you so much.
Oh, that's
really
good.
I appreciate that.
Now, this vibration that you have, which is a higher than when you before you called here. Now, this would be a wonderful time to do some manifesting, to think about the future you want
and the direction you want
your life to take. And Lisa, who's sitting behind the camera, she is nodding. Yes, absolutely. You have this higher vibration right now that is going to really be useful in drawing to you like a magnet. And that's one thing I love about these cards. They are manifestation tools.
Yes, they are.
If you're interested, you might want to stop by our Ning group. We had flashed it on the Periscope a little bit ago, but it's too long of a URL for me to give you over the radio. Instead, are you a member of our Facebook group?
The Transformation?
We have the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook, and this goes out to everybody. If you'd like to be connected on a more of a daily basis, please, what did you say? Ask to be a friend or be...
Like the page.
Yeah, like the page, and then you'll be a part of the group, and I will put out there this address. It's a Ning group. Free of charge. You can get all kinds of readings there. And also, you can learn this method, which I urge everybody to do. And by the way, other psychics don't like me doing that because they want you all to think you have to pay them a lot of money to get the insight you need. And I really think that the best way for you to guide your life is from inside yourself. So do that. Join the group. Join the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. And I'll make sure you get that link. And then you can come and chat with us whenever you'd like to. So thank you so much for calling. We're going to have to run. We have to get ready
have
for another break here in a couple minutes. But
thanks.
You keep calling us. I really want to see how your life turns out. I feel invested now.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
And how much time do we have? Two minutes? Okay. Who's next on deck?
Where are you at, Art?
Where are you at, Art? You are next. So we're going to have to go to break first, but then I'm going to tackle your question for you. Right. In the meantime, oh, you're taking us to break? Go ahead.
No, not yet. if you want to give us a call, our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
We'll take questions on any topic that you're interested in. Just give us a call, or you can always email me before the show or before the next show, and I'll do my best to work your question in. My email is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
All right. So we've been kind of around the tree today all the way.
Well, we're just sort of winging it today, and I think sometimes we should just let go with the flow.
Right. So.
Wow. And we do have some tips on getting a successful relationship going. We'll get those to you before the end of the show.
Yep. All right. Let's go to break. We'll be right back. Talk to y'all in a few minutes.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit Eventbrite.com. That's EventBRITE.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee, our host. Our topic for today is anatomy of a successful relationship.
Yes, and we're taking your calls for readings, and you can ask for a reading on any subject under the sun. It doesn't have to be a relationship issue.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Rose from New York.
Okay. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Okay, I'm
Thank
done.
You.
All right, Rose, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I was wondering about career. I don't even know exactly how to formulate the question for a tarot reading, but I've been going back and forth between different careers. I know that I need to leave the job that I'm at now. So I don't know if I should just tell you a couple different options or
okay.
how to work.
Yeah.
It. Okay. So one of the areas I was thinking of going into was women's health coaching. And then everything okay. is entrepreneur type that I want to do. Or should I just start with that?
All right. You know, in life, we often will wear many hats. We don't always have to stay in the same job or the same profession for 20 years. So, you know, it is okay to have different desires within the career arena. So I'm going to lay your cards down right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for those who just joined us, Deborah uses a 24-card layout.
Of ordinary playing cards, not tarot.
And her grandmother taught her 30 plus years ago now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it's a wonderful method as far as helping with decision making, helping you to understand how other people feel, what will be the potential of getting that job you're interviewing for. Daryl uses it in his work for the government. And I like to add, he can use all the help he can get.
Some days.
Oh, my dear, yes. The question you asked about healthcare, absolutely. That would be a wonderful career option for you. I feel you have a lot of passion and desire, and I feel this is very much a part of your true calling in life. Mm. Are you still with us, hon?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, in referring to the healthcare field, you would be awesome, okay?
Oh, that's great.
I feel that
okay.
she would eventually branch out. I'm sensing dealing with the male health issues. Mm-hmm. Eventually, she would gravitate maybe into urology, where there's a lot of room for right. advancement in men's health care. But yes, very successful. Now, did you have another
okay.
Possibility?
Yes, I wanted to start a clothing line.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, there's all kinds of opportunity now that we have the internet, we have cell phones that can go just about everywhere. So let's see about a clothing line. But I think that can be a tough field, too. Would you go on Project Runway?
No, definitely not.
I don't know. They seem pretty hard to impress. But look at how well Michael Kors did. You know, he was on that show, and the next thing you know, he's got purses and everything else, and they are not cheap. But everybody gets a start somewhere.
Yeah, I would just do a very simple, sustainable line.
What was that, hon?
I would just do a very simple, sustainable line.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I see this is very viable for you, too. It's not that you have to choose one over the other. I think she could successfully juggle both. There's a man here that would very quickly come forward and bankroll your line, your business in that sense. And what I see is you having a very portable business that you could take anywhere that you wanted to go.
Exactly.
You are in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I see her. You will be globetrotting, my dear, because you will be wanting to put your line in all sorts of different retail outlets and different establishments. But she isn't going to trust anybody to do it for her. You're going to be wanting to be your own front runner, your own goodwill ambassador. And that's what you should do, because you know the true essence of your line. So, yes, I think that you are actually in a position to do two careers very successfully. Very successfully.
Great. Okay.
And I think
thank
everything
you so
in your
much.
Life has been leading up to this. And today, it seems like today we are doing a lot of readings involving confirmation. So you just need to follow your heart. Follow your dreams. They're right in front of you. I am living mine. I'm on the air talking to you. I'm here in my office in Virginia Beach. And these three and a half years ago, all of this was just a dream. So wonderful cards, Rose.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
going to
be very successful. There's no doubt in my mind. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
That was great. She's on fire.
Right. All right, let's go to a question from Periscope, since we still have a few minutes yet.
Okay.
It's from Joel B. 123. What does my children's future look like, and what direction are they heading?
Well, first we should find out, how many children do you have, and what are their sexes? It helps, two children. Helps for me to have some clarity as I go into your reading. And are we talking boy, girl, couple boys? Okay, you know, this is a marvelous tool dealing with children. My own sons have been terrified of mommy and her cards, because especially as they got into their teenage years, oh my goodness, did mommy have a line on what they were into. So let's have ages here so I can say which one is which. Boy 22 and girl 16. Oh, that's a challenging age.
Yes, it is. I know our boys were at that age.
But, you know, it all worked out well for the kids, even when they would get themselves in a little bit of trouble that I was always clued in on from the cards before it happened. They always managed to learn something from it, and I think that's what we have to allow our children to do. Daryl and I tend to be what they call helicopter parents, and we can't help it, because between us we have six wonderful boys that are all adults now. And as they're all out in the world staking their own claims for success and making families, we tend to hover a little bit. And sometimes we have to let them, well,
learn the hard way.
Yeah, take a spill and pull themselves back up by their bootstraps. And it can be hard. It can be very hard. As for your son, I'm seeing that he is going to be, as he goes further into his life, he is going to be what I'm hearing as a follower of wanderlust. This is somebody that's going to want to change environment a lot. He's going to want to go here and there and everywhere. And it isn't always going to seem to you like he's making good decisions. But for him, it's his education. He wants to be out in the world experiencing as much as he possibly can. I am seeing a marriage here. Is he married yet? If he's not, he will be. And there's going to be grandchildren coming from this marriage. Not? No. Well, there is a marriage coming. So it's very unexpected for him. But when he falls, he is going to fall really hard. And she's just going to be the perfect wife and mother. So, you know, he's got to go to the School of Hard Knocks just like the rest of us. And men seem to want to linger a little bit in that school. But I don't think you have a thing to worry about. He's got a wonderful future ahead. Okay. Now we're going to look at the daughter. And 16 can be a tough age. You know, for us girls, we're going through so many changes. Oh, it's so hard to pick the right friend. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, that's unusual boo-boo for you.
It was. The countdown for you. I think it was meant to be for you to know that your son has a couple of angry women in his background. Not like they want to come and beat him up or anything, but he has a couple of ladies that are a little bit on the angry side. Okay.
Yeah, we all get one or two of them. All right, we're going to go into break here on the radio, so we'll be right back. Talk to y'all in a few.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
give you a taste.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Our topic for today is Anatomy of a Successful Relationship.
We are right now showing our Periscopers where they can go to our Ning social group where you can get free lessons. No, there's no catch or gimmick. To see if you'd like to become a professional practitioner of this method, which you would then study with me. I'm the only living subject matter expert for this method. So I would love to see as many out there as possible practicing personal prophecy. Now, the way that you can connect, since you're hearing us over the radio, is join our Facebook page, which is the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you will then be in the know. You'll get the links, you'll be able to stay in touch with us, and when we give away prizes and all, you'll be right there, front and center.
Right.
Okay, we want to work in the last, or what callers we have. From Periscope, we have BC304, female with finances. Question, will her money increase? Well, that's a good question, and the cards can really zero in on that. And I will take a moment here to lay out her cards.
Once again, we're using a 24-card layout of ordinary playing cards that Deborah learned from her grandmother 30-plus years ago. It's a very accurate method.
You do them, too.
I do them, too.
If any of you ladies would ever like to get the male perspective, Daryl is available.
Boy, looking good.
They are. This is a lady who could really use an upswing, and boy, is there one coming for you. I'm serious. Whenever tens in the deck come together, this is like a rocket ship to the moon. In terms of increased financial abundance. And often it will include travel. And it will and travel can also mean, say, expanding your network, say, over the internet, where you're dealing with people in other countries. And one thing I do see is that you've been kicked around a bit in your life. I think that you've often gotten the short end of the stick, if you know what I mean. And I'm sensing in you a bit of a defeatist attitude, like, why bother? It, you know, I'll just get more of the same. No, 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 you can't do that. Because you know what you're saying? Universe, give me more. I love being miserable. And it will respond in kind, believe me. So what we want to do starting today is, instead of thinking I don't have enough money, we need to start thinking it's on the way to me. More than I even need is coming to me. And you'll be amazed how you'll feel that shift. You know how when you're worried about money, you feel kind of all tense and tight, and then you go, everything's going to be all right. It's all going to be okay. I know that, you know, financial freedom is coming to me, and it's like everything relaxes. That's faith. And when you put that kind of faith out to the universe, that's when it's going to want to bless you big time in return. So I want you to start thinking, what do I really want to do in terms of my career or, you know, your working life? It takes up a lot of our day, what we do professionally. And if you are, as I feel, in a capacity that is leaving you feeling very unfulfilled, there's so much more opportunity out there for you. There really is. I hope that you will start to think in terms of, gee, what would I like to do? Now, I will often throw in the joke, yeah, I always wanted to skate in the ice capades, but I don't think that's going to work out now. But if that was truly my desire, I could probably work with them in some sort of administrative position. So you don't want to get stuck in a one-track way of thinking. Let yourself expand. We have a lot of exercises that we do here with meditation and different things, that ways that you can open yourself, work with your chakras, and you know, a lot of different healing methods. One thing you need to do is look in that mirror every day and say, not only can I, but I will. And you just start putting one foot in front of the other. I speak from my own experience. And remember, the universe, the internet is a vast, vast field of opportunity. There's a lot of really good, well, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you can really clean up out there. So I can't get more specific now because I do feel you have some work inside to do in terms of your self-confidence and your self-worth. But the more that you tell yourself that you can, the more that you will. And yes, oh yes, these cards tell me you are going to have financial relief and freedom, and it won't be very much longer. That five speaks to me. I'm seeing like 5 months out. September? September-ish, we'll say. Watch and see what happens. Now remember, these cards help us to shift. And as my grandmother used to say, the four suits of the deck equal the four elements of creation. So when we shuffle and put an intention on the deck, we are actually creating reality. You're welcome. And please visit us again. And for those, okay, do we need to go yet?
No. We're good time yet.
All right. Well, remember, join us at Facebook's, our page, psychiclovedoctor.com. Hey. No. The Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yeah. And that's where you will connect with us. We can put you in touch with our own little social network where you can get lots of free readings from those who are learning, where we will often hold sessions that you can participate in. So if you've been looking to make some really unique friends, that's the place to go. And it's not just for ladies. We do like the men out there, too.
And just kind of get back to our topic for just a second.
Okay.
Excuse me. One of the things you and me have both found is that genuine friendship is the key to a good relationship.
First, last, and always. Yes, maybe it starts with grand passion. Yes, I know romance and the night on the white charger, it's all wonderful and it sells a lot of movies. But underneath it all, you better have that friendship. And before you even get into a relationship, like we know a certain young lady that's out in our listening audience who has a lot of trouble connecting with men. And the thing is, she's got to decide, what does she really want from a relationship before just throwing yourself into one? Are you looking just for security? Are you looking for someone to save you? Are you so lonely that you absolutely have to have somebody in your life? I mean, if you start looking at these things, and please don't think I sit in some ivory tower and I'm just spouting all these platitudes. Trust me, I've lived just about all of this myself. What you have to do is look at rescuing yourself first. Once you've done that, then you'd be amazed how fast the right partner will come into your life. And Lisa is nodding like one of those little dolls. And that's how true it is. And Daryl and I are living it. Yep. We are. So it's out there. And you said earlier, you can have that kind of relationship.
Yes, you can. Anyway, as we're starting to wrap up for today, let's talk about our app for a second. We have an app out there that's totally free. And go to your app store. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's very accurate because you got one card reading. Doesn't always give you rainbows and unicorns. Sometimes it's mud and dirt. But anyway.
But then at least you know what to expect instead of going blindly into a situation.
And what was Grandma's favorite saying?
Oh, Grandma's favorite saying always was, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible.
All right. Everybody have a good week. We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.